This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden landed in Munich Saturday night. He's in Europe for two world summits. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The president is looking to sustain the global alliance that's punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Biden's first stop is a meeting of the group of seven leading economic powers in the Bavarian Alps of Germany. Following that, he's on to Madrid for a NATO summit. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to address both by video. The trip comes as the four-month-old war shows no signs of abating, and the aftershocks to global food and energy supplies deepen. U.S. and European officials note the resulting inflation is posing political headaches for the leaders at home and a growing challenge to Western resolve. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Before leaving, Mr. Biden signed the most sweeping gun violence bill in decades. The legislation will toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keep firearms for more domestic violence offenders, and help states put in place laws that make it easier for authorities to take weapons from people deemed to be dangerous. The Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade Friday is expected to lead to abortion bans in roughly half the U.S. states. Here's Julie Walker.
Missouri became the first state to ban all abortions except in cases of medical emergencies. The 12 other states with trigger laws that would effectively ban all or most abortions, Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. The laws are nuanced depending on the state, such as the case in Alabama, Arizona, and West Virginia. All Republican-run, all sorting through various halts to abortion. The court's decision sets up the potential for legal fights between states banning abortion and those not over whether providers